For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. 201 Poplar reopens to the public today after a two-day closure due to a water main break. Substantial flooding caused the health department to close the building and postpone county and city court hearings. The emergency closure renewed a long-term debate Tuesday during a meeting of the Shelby County Commission about the need for a new criminal justice center and county jail. A trial date has been set for Shelby County General Sessions Court Clerk Tammy Sawyer, who faces federal charges related to the abuse of county procurement cards. U.S. District Judge Cheryl H. Lipman scheduled a four-day trial starting January 11th. A six-count federal indictment alleges Sawyer embezzled, stole, and knowingly converted just over $44,000 of public funds for personal use. A conviction could yield a 20-year maximum prison sentence. Sawyer is currently on a two-month suspension from her job. As SpaceX continues to face local controversy over its data centers, it announced on its website that Memphis area residents, including those in North Mississippi, can get half off monthly discounts on its satellite internet service, Starlink. The company said the discount is a sign of continued investment in the Memphis area. The company has been sued locally over air pollution, noise pollution, and criticized for its water use for industrial cooling. Coletta's Italian restaurant is closing its 30-year-old Bartlett location on Appling Road. Jerry Coletta said competition, rising costs, and inflation have led to a decline in business. The family-owned restaurant, known for its pizzas, will continue to operate its original location on South Parkway, which opened in 1923 and remains one of the oldest restaurants in Memphis. Frequented by Elvis Presley in the 1970s, Coletta's dining room still receives many visitors from nearby Graceland. The business will also continue its popular catering services. The former IKEA store in Cordova is now on the market. While the asking price for the warehouse-sized building was not listed, the land is appraised at nearly $46 million, according to the assessor property website. The real estate has flexible zoning for commercial, warehouse, or mixed use. This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org and on the WKNO app.